All right, it is 7:30 p.m. on Friday evening on WMPG, and that means it's time for Local Motives. My name's Josh, and we've got Gunther Brown in the studio this evening, who will be joining us shortly. But first, Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street or online at buckdancers.com or by phone 774-2219. All right, so Gunther Brown is in the other room there, just getting ready, and going to play a song or two here from their albums. This first one is Great Eustace Jailbreak from their self-titled album, Gunther Brown.
Stealing cars, that's how he got behind the bars of the county jail. He'll break from tonight. He would be paroled tomorrow, but a hardened man makes no deals. A gun he hides beneath the mattress, all the money that he stashes, with liquor and ammo on his family farm. A hard time's coming, but a hard man makes no deal. A hard time's coming, but a hard man makes no deal. Wisest man I ever met, man whose name I don't recall. Only met him once or twice, I guess. Never really knew the man at all. And he said, son, don't ever say goodbye to someone you hope to see again. He just shook my hand and said, I'll see you in a while. He just smiled and said, try this instead of saying goodbye. Just say so long, friend, until we meet again, 'cause I know it's not our time to say goodbye. Just say so long, friend, until we meet again, 'cause I know it's not our time to say goodbye. Always swore that I would write it down, tell my friends just how I feel, but someday turned into yesteryear. A million sunsets away from here, now I never ever say goodbye to someone I hope to see again. I just shake the hand and say I'll see you in a while. I just smile and I say this instead of saying goodbye. Just say so long, friend, until we meet again, 'cause I know it's not our time to say goodbye. Just say so long, friend, until we meet again, 'cause I know it's not our time to say goodbye. Just say so long, friend, until we meet again, 'cause I know it's not our time to say goodbye. Just say so long, friend, until we meet again, 'cause I know it's not our time to say goodbye.
Right, that was So Long, Friend by, well, the CD is Pete DeBuck. Are you guys in there?
Hi, hey, how's it going?
Great. DeBuck, right?
DeBuck.
DeBuck.
You know, people call it everything. I call it DeBuck.
Okay, that works for me.
The way that seems to work for most people to tell them how to say it is, if you're looking at a really cheap wine, it's a $2 chuck. If I were wine, it would be DeBuck chuck. And most people get the wine reference, so they nail it after that. But you know, you can
DeBuck chuck.
You can Frenchicize it all you want.
Yeah, it's fine.
DeBuck.
And so Pete is one third of Gunther Brown that's in this room here at WMPG. That one, So Long Friend, is that's one of my favorite songs on the CD.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, that's a solo thing I did. I put that out in May. It raises money for the American Cancer Society. So I would love it if people got that.
Everybody buy it.
Yeah. Because it's not just lining my fat cat pockets at all.
No, it's all for good.
It is.
All for good.
Yep.
All right. Well, now that we're a few minutes in, you guys already in there to start playing?
Yeah, we're going to do this.
All right.
Let's do it.
We're actually going to, you know, we're going to play some stuff that's Gunther Brown stuff. We're going to play some stuff that's on the solo disc that you just played from, and you know, maybe a weird cover or something in there, too. So we'll be sort of all over the place. This is a Gunther Brown song called Vultures.
Great.
Doesn't know what's happening. Doesn't know he's dying alone. As he whistles to the western sky, coming for to carry me home. And there's vultures in the sky, and they're circling and singing your song. They'll do you wrong. Doesn't know what day it is, just another day in the field. He's been planting corn all day and night, suddenly he disappeared. And there's sharks down in the ocean that circling and singing your song. They'll do you wrong. Thought I knew you, thought I had you all figured out. Now you really got me swinging with gasoline, a rag in my mouth. And there's gunmen in the streets and they're circling and singing your song. They'll do you wrong. Are you really holding on to something? Are you really scared of your reflection? Are you really holding on? And there's vultures in the sky and they're circling and singing your song. And there's sharks down in the ocean that circling and singing your song. And there's gunmen in the streets and they're circling and singing your song. They'll do you wrong.
All right. Vultures.
Vultures. There it is.
Turn you down a little bit there. So, all right, so the most recent CD, The Ship.
Yes.
Not Gunther Brown as such.
Right, right.
But this other one that I have, Gunther Brown, is Gunther Brown.
Yes.
And that's, so, all right, gotcha. And that was from Gunther Brown's CD. So who's in the room there?
Okay, so I'm in the room here. As we established, I'm Dubuck Chuck. And or Pete Dubuck, if you want to call me that. And playing guitar over here is Chris Plumstead.
Howdy, y'all.
He's playing electric guitar for you fine folks. And back behind the half wall, where we like to keep him, playing drums, is Derek Mills.
It's dark back here.
I can't see anything.
No, he's just tucked away back there.
He's monopolizing the air conditioner.
Yeah, but he's very close to the AC, which we have on, so...
He's the lucky one.
Yeah, exactly.
I carried in the most stuff.
Yeah, well, the perils of the drummer.
Well, he put you guys to work, though.
It's true. It's true. He, Derek and I have been doing the Gunther Brown thing. I guess it's been like 5 years. I don't...
Yeah, yeah. I think an anniversary CD or something is in order because it's been a while.
We're going to do a reunion show. This kind of is a reunion show. And like most reunion shows, it's not all the original members. And so we have Chris here with us. Chris is the newest fellow, and fitting in quite nicely, I would say.
Well, I'm very happy to have all three of you here this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's fun.
Could you play some more music?
You know, I think we've got that, in our
we
schedule.
We had one song.
Excellent.
But
you don't mind hearing that again.
This is Vultures.
We're going to wing a few here.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and just do a two or three there.
All right, yeah. Let's do two or three. I like that. All right, here we go. Yeah, we're gonna start this. Let's
way you planned it. You don't understand it anymore. No. Many flowers in your garden. Now you have forgotten what they are. Don't forget you. Don't forget you. Don't forget you. No. Don't forget you. Don't forget you. Don't forget you. Run a flag up every mountain, just for those who doubted who you were. And in canyons and in valleys, hidden and you buried all you own. Don't forget to, don't forget to, don't forget to, don't go. Don't forget to, don't forget to, don't forget to, don't go. Don't forget to, don't forget to, don't go. Don't forget to, don't forget to, don't forget to, don't go. Ain't the water running cold? Ain't your bed so soft? Ain't you got the room to roam? And I don't ask too much from you. Never expect you to come through. I don't ask too much from you. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Saying says you're on a short leash, maybe a little long in the teeth. You got days and years multiplied by seven. We were always best of friends from the beginning. Give you everything and then all I'm asking. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Just come running when I call your name out loud. Just come running when I call your name out loud.
You're looking at me, so.
No, I wasn't sure if we were continuing on there, or
it's your
show. If we were going to take a little break. I don't want to be too technical talk on the radio because I always hate that. But if I could hear myself a little better in the headphones with the vocal, that would be real nice. I feel like that's getting there. That's cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, when you're speaking, you mean, or?
Well, when I'm singing. You know,
yeah, a little.
I find it's one of those things I like to be able to hear myself when I sing, and because you know,
I hear
like
you.
That.
Gotcha.
So yeah, we'll play another song. Let's do that. This is another one that's off the ship, the most recent thing, and it's called "Same Place, Same Time."
Sound. fall. So perfect each time. And how do we get to the same place, same time? Do we get to the same place, same time?
All right. If you are just tuning in, that was Gunther Brown, who are live in the WMPG studio here. Gentlemen, I just need to do a few things station-wise here. If you want a little drink of water, you can step out of the room for a moment.
Fantastic.
A little drink of water.
The time is 8 o'clock.
I'm really thirsty.
The time is 8 o'clock.
And now it's time for a station identification break? You have to say this is WMPG.
I do. This is WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland, 90.9, 104.1, or streaming at WMPG.org.
He's not even reading that, people. No. I hope you can appreciate that.
Well done.
Nice work.
But, yeah, I'm going to turn your mics off for a minute here, and you can step out. Because I need to remind you that WMPG is on the air thanks to listener generosity and with support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community. 317 Main is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios. Online at 317mainstreet.org. And a little look at the weather here. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s with some light winds. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, light winds in the afternoon. Going to be a lovely day to be outside on a Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Sunday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. It's going to be humid and hot in the upper 80s. Sunday night, cloudy, 50% chance of thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. And then Monday looks like getting clear again, highs in the mid-80s, sunny. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. That's as far as I'm going to go, highs in the mid-80s. So, maybe a little rain Sunday, but otherwise, the outlook is good weather-wise. So, like I said, if you're just tuning in, we've got Gunther Brown here in the studio, which is Pete DeBook, Derek Mills, and Chris Plumstead. And you are not on. Would you like to speak?
I speak when spoken to, so if you want to address me, I will speak at that point.
I would love to address you now.
All right.
So last song.
I should have tuned
song,
while you were doing that, but if people right. hear some string noise, that's just me.
So last song was Same Place, Same Time.
Yes.
Off the ship.
Yep.
Before that, Come Running from the Gunther Brown CD.
That is correct.
And then Don't Forget to Don't Go was the first one you played.
Right.
Well, second song you played.
Also from the ship.
From the ship.
Yep.
And I'd like to gush for just a moment, because I was listening to that song, Same Place, Same Time, and you write really, really lovely, beautiful songs.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
We had a great time when we saw you for the ship release, and very excited to have you here playing.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're really excited to be here. It's a couple of months. Chris and I playing together, and then I guess the three of us, it's about a month at this point, something like that.
Yeah, I think we played two times before the CD release. And
yeah. Yeah, we sort of
loved your music. It's great stuff.
We sort of are getting it together right now. Last weekend, we went up we played in Presque Isle and we played in New Sweden for the Roots Acoustic Music Festival. And I got to say, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people around here have heard of a Roots Acoustic, but when faced with the daunting task of driving 5.5 hours, maybe shy away from it, but man, it really is a great festival. It's a great experience. A lot of acts from around here go up there, and you get to see some of the stuff that's not from Portland as well. There are some of the Bangor acts there as well.
Amazing community up there too.
Yeah,
yeah, it looked like a blast. Like, yeah, you know, I didn't go, saw pictures, but
yeah. Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, and it's one of those, it's, you know, fun for the whole family. I mean, you say that, but there were about as many kids as adults there. It was just a really great time. And I think that's one of the things that maybe the more rural areas get that we don't, is that sense of community and just that, you know, you're here, I'm here, we're just all cool. You know, yeah. There wasn't a whole lot of trying to be something. It was, so, I mean, I would recommend that if anybody's been thinking, you know, I could drive up there and sleep in my car and then drive back. I say do it. It's so good. Travis Sear puts on a great, great festival. This was the 6th year, and it does some really good for the community, too, as far as raising money. So,
great.
We loved it.
Good. What about in the future? If people miss that, they could see you... anytime soon?
Yeah, a little closer to home. We're still, you know, more than a month off, but we're doing a couple of fundraiser type things this summer. It seemed like a good way to go off the bat, you know, coming off the CD release, which raised money for the American Cancer Society, and the CD does. So we're doing a couple of benefits, and the first one is going to be August 23rd. It'll be our first time playing in a church. We're playing at the Methodist Church in South Portland, and it's a charity show. The proceeds, it's a donation show, so you know, you come in, throw a couple bucks in there, listen to an hour's worth of Gunther Brown play some music, and it goes to the Friends of Burundi, and you know, fighting poverty and hunger and all that stuff. So we're doing that, and then in September we're going to be doing a thing with WCLZ up in Brunswick. They're doing a sort of mid-coast hunger fundraiser there, and there are some other cool acts that are going to be part of it. That one's going to be like a busking thing, which is kind of cool. They're basically taking over Brunswick, and we could be playing anywhere from at Bull Moose or, you know, a little cafe or the Frontier, or it's basically they're just going to have musicians pretty much everywhere with guitar cases open, and people throw money in and it all goes to the Mid-Coast Hunger Prevention.
Oh, that sounds
program.
Great.
Yeah. So that should be fun. And, you know, it'll be a Saturday in September, just to sort of stroll around Brunswick and catch a few minutes of a bunch of different people playing music. So that'll be really fun. So
great.
Those are the couple of things coming up that we've.
And if folks want to keep up and get reminders of dates, the Facebook,
Yep, the Facebook is good. MySpace, nope.
not so much.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter, I mean, you'll find us socially there. GuntherBrown.com is the website. You can go there. Right now, it'll take you to the Bandcamp page for the album The Ship, and hopefully it will leave you compelled to purchase that and know that all of your money goes to the American Cancer Society for that. So I'm committed to 100% losing a lot of money on that. So please go buy it and make me lose even more money.
Please make him lose money.
Yes.
All right. Some music.
All right. Music, please. Or as a as an old radio DJ in where I grew up used to say, I grew up in the Farmington area, and there's just this little tiny radio station there, and this old guy would do... he would sign on every morning, you know, station's not on all night, so he'd sign on at 5:30, and he'd read the news at 5:30, and then he'd go, it's 5:34, time for music, and then just hit a button, and it would play music for half an hour. So here it is, time for music. This is one that we just started messing around with. Derek and I have played this before, but just was it last night?
Yeah. couple nights ago.
Yeah, Wednesday night. We just started messing around with this and thought, you know, it'd be a fun little cover to throw out there. So you might recognize it, you might not. If you don't, we'll tell you all about it when we return. One. Have a tiny little bit of electric back in there, just a smidge. Awesome.
Thank you. little sugar maple growing up tall. Down falls a branch and it kills them all. Well, you couldn't. No, you couldn't have seen it coming. When you leave this world, you can't take nothing at all. When you leave this world, you can't take nothing at all. I was overtaken by the undertow. Water starts to rise and the wind began to blow. Well, I couldn't have. Yeah, I could have seen it coming. When the rooster crows the third time, you know it's time to go. When the rooster crows the third time, you know. Children throwing their stones. 40 kings of business ascend a throne. Well, we should have. Yeah, we should have seen it come. Cause when cash is king, you're losing every day. Yeah, when cash is king, you're losing every day.
Let's do Hello Tonight for the nice people. This is WMPG and W2A1, Gorham, Portland. Was that right? W2A1AC. I'm sorry.
281AC.
Okay, there we go.
Phew. Thank you. I'm useless. I don't need to be here.
I have a difficult time with that, but that's one of those things, you know, that's sort of old-fashioned, I guess, about radio stations like WMPG is when with the call letters and everything, and that's sort of an old-timey thing. Now it's like, can we sneak it? You know, radio now is, can we sneak these call letters into something that's 4 seconds long and you can barely hear it? So I like it. I like the very formal presentation. Kind of would like to play a trumpet behind you when you read those.
I'm all about formal presentation.
I know, wearing a tie and everything. It's really something. So are we, of course, with the tuxedos that we wore
tonight. You look very nice tonight.
So we're gonna play another song. It is called Hello Tonight. Thank you.
fire in your eyes. I don't know where it came from, but baby, it burns so bright. Hello tonight. You're such a magnificent sight. I don't know why you came here, but baby, just stay here tonight. Stay here tonight.
So you are listening to Gunther Brown on WMPG, and you can learn more about them at GuntherBrown.com, or look for them on Facebook or Bandcamp or Twitter, but GuntherBrown.com will get you to any of those. What's going on in there?
Just chilling, just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Friday night in Portland, Maine.
It is a Friday night. It's lovely out.
And it's a nice breeze.
It really?
Well, he's sitting next to the air conditioner, so
right.
That's your nice breeze.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we've got Gunther Brown live in the studio.
What do you want to talk about? That's what I want to know. Like, what can I ask you about?
What would you like to ask me about?
I don't know.
An open book.
I'm trying to figure that out. You know, it seems like everything's a little one-sided.
It is.
And, you know, it'd be nice to, like, what are you excited about? Here's what I want to know.
Okay.
Last show you went to, next show you're going to. That's what I want from you.
Last show I went out and saw was probably the release for The Ship.
Oh, really?
Yep.
See, I knew that. That's why I asked the question. Yeah.
Excellent answer. Loaded.
I worked one other show since then, but I did not stick around for it, so I'm not counting it.
Okay, all right.
And next show, huh?
Yeah, is there anything on the horizon that you're excited about?
No clue.
Are you excited about Mumford & Sons? I don't know if... They released more tickets for it. And,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about...
My wife is really excited for it.
Yeah.
But so far, I have not procured tickets. So...
I had a hard time. I was looking at the idea of it. You know, I liked that their debut album there when it came out. I thought, hey, this is pretty cool stuff. And I don't know. There's something about the $69 to be outdoors with no seats for about 9 hours,
right,
in a potentially very hot time of year, that I'm just kind of like, I know that makes me lame, and a lot of my friends are going, and they're like, oh, you don't want to go because you have to stay, you know, but I'm old now. It's like I go to shows at the State Theater, and I sit in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. I saw Primus at the State Theater not that long ago, and I sat in the seats up back. Like, it does not matter the show. It can be a loud jump around kind of show, and I'm going to sit and listen to music.
Yep. I totally agree with you.
I think you should get a seat for that $67 or $69 personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring your own.
Yeah. Bring your own.
Are you allowed to? I don't even know if you're allowed to. Honestly.
No idea.
I think it's bring a blanket.
Does it say must stand on the
It doesn't
ticket?
Say must stand. You may sit. But it has to be on the ground. Although I like the idea of a must-stand ticket. Instead of standing room only, it's a must-stand
ticket. You know, the next show I'm going to see is Rufus Wainwright, the end of this month.
That's nice.
That's pretty great.
He's got a critically acclaimed new album.
He's popular with some people.
Yeah. I liked that Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk song. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. All right, so we got that from you. That's good. That's a good start. Just trying to figure out. See, I worked in radio for a long time, so I did the reverse of this a lot. And I got to ask the questions and sort of lead people in and say, so, can you play some more music for us?
Dropping hints? Would you like to play some more music for us?
No, would you like to play something for us?
Or? I don't think you want me to try. I can stumble my way through Weezer's Sweater Song. That's about it.
Oh, really?
Come on in here and do that.
Yeah, no. I don't think you want to hear it.
Boy, I don't know. Would that totally implode the rules of WMPG if you came in here and gave it a shot?
No, seriously, I can't.
I really think you should.
Yeah. I mean, because, I don't know. Yeah. It's not every week that people get to hear that, so.
Nope. It's not a poor rendition of a Weezer song. Nope.
Just let it be known that it was offered.
Yeah. I appreciate it. That was my one chance at hitting it big, and I passed it up.
And now time for commercial.
Well, I think at a WMPG fundraiser, perhaps, where there's a stage involved, you know, maybe I like the Bluegrass Spectacular.
I think that
would fit in at the Bluegrass Spectacular. If
could find like a pickup mandolin player and banjo player for that, don't you think?
You're seriously overestimating me when I say stumble through.
For the record, he will not let this go.
No, this is my thing from
this
now.
This is happening.
On. Every show on WMPG is now going to get a request from me for you to play the Sweaters.
I'll do it.
They'll look around. I don't think we have that.
All right. How about Gunther Brown music instead of poor Weezer
covers? Sure. We're gonna play a song from The Ship right now, and it's called In the Spring.
All right.
Seasons change, and after the rains you've seen, you sure think you deserve a little sun. I'll be fine, 'cause I remember times just living loud and singing songs. Love you more in the spring when my frozen heart can sing, and I hope today that summer never comes. Love you more in the fall after the heat of it all, and I hope today the winter never comes. Yes, I hope today the winter never comes. I know too, all of the things that you were telling me, stay another day. I'll be fine, 'cause I know the sun will shine and carry all this gray away. Love you more in the spring when my frozen heart can sing, and I hope today that summer never comes. Love you more in the fall after the heat of it all, and I hope today the winter never comes. Yes, I hope today the winter never comes. People got their reasons. Me, I've got my seasons. Love you more in the spring when my frozen heart can sing. And I hope today that summer never comes. Love you more in the fall after the heat of it all. And I hope today the winter never comes. Yes, I hope today the winter never comes. Love you more in the spring when my frozen heart can sing. And I hope today that summer never comes. Love you more in the fall after the heat of it all. And I hope today the winter never comes. Yes, I hope today the winter never comes.
This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right, Gunther Brown is in the studio, and just real quick, I'll let you get right back to playing, but I had to listen to that song 3 times in the car this morning. My 5-year-old kept asking me, again, again, again.
Oh, that's excellent.
She loves it.
I love that.
She's actually really into the album.
So. That's cool. I like that a lot.
And you're tuning. So
I like when the children are happy.
You like it when the children sing?
Yeah, because yes.
White Lion.
Isn't that when the children cry? I don't like it when the children cry.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, I should know that.
That's another one I hear you do a sparkling rendition of.
I can sound like I'm crying, yeah.
No, but one thing about children is usually if you keep them entertained, then the parents also are going to be cool with you because you're kind of doing them a favor. So that's awesome. Your 5-year-old has excellent taste.
She does. She's got great taste, and she's into this and Eric Betancourt's last album and the new Zach Jones.
Nice.
She does okay. Yeah. I keep her away from Disney.
So sometime when you can't make this show, she can host it probably.
She asked me if she could come tonight.
If she could come. Yeah, that's great.
All right, it's just after 8:30, and I don't have anything else I need to do station wise. So you are free to play as many songs as you want. Just give me a little signal when you want to want me to speak.
That's going to be tough.
Again.
We're going to have to play like a 17-minute version of something to get us there. But
this is your step.
We can
step toward being a jam band.
We can.
Take another one.
Repeat.
No, but just let me know. If, you know.
All right, we're gonna make an attempt to play the song "The Ship." Right now, and I guess it bears giving the story a little bit. So I wrote this song in January, the day after my mom passed away. That happened. And my mom passed away very suddenly. It was completely out of the blue. One of those, you know, healthy 64-year-olds and. You get a phone call in the middle of the night, and it's news that you didn't expect to hear. And the next day at some point, I went home, and I wrote this song, and it sort of happened accidentally. I came home to sleep in my own bed, and then I was headed back to my dad's. It was January, so it was none too warm, and I went outside getting ready to leave, and I started the car and came back in to let the car warm up a little bit, and I picked up the guitar, and I ended up letting the car warm up for about an hour and a half, I think, and wrote the song. The neighbors were kind enough to just let it happen, not come over wondering why my car had been idling for an hour and a half. so it sort of worked out time-wise where, you know, a week from this situation happening, we were supposed to go in and record a new album. And so that kind of threw everything off, and I was like, I don't know if it's the best thing to do. Like, what, you know, what good can come out of going in there not knowing if you're, you know, going to fall apart at any moment. So, but then I wrote the song, and I was like, I'm going to go in there, going to record that song at least, and see what else happens. And that's where the album The Ship came from. And because of the personal situation behind it, that's why I sort of released it under my name, and am doing the American Cancer Society thing with it. My mom had cancer, and you know, my grandmother had cancer, and everybody's had cancer. We all have cancer, so it's such a big thing. And it was like, well, if from this somehow we can do a little good out of it, then let's go ahead and do that. So that's just sort of the story behind the song and the album. And I really haven't played it since the release show for it. And it feels better to me to not play it most of the time. But I also, you know, I want people to hear the story. And maybe if somebody else is going through something similar, and it works for them, then that's cool too. So we're going to give it a shot here. Is this in the right? We'll do it there. Well, no, is that where we normally do it?
I think we go down.
Down one?
Yeah,
that seems right. Is that right?
Thank you.
Now the ship has sailed. Now the ship has sailed. And I remember her anchored in the harbor and covered with birds. While the waves crash around her, still she sat on top of the world. Ship has sailed. Now the ship has sailed.
To play that one so little, I played it in the wrong key, so
yeah, I was lost, but
it still sounded great.
Sorry about the wrong key there, everyone who's scoring at home. let's do another song. Let's do Be Brave. You want to do Up to Me? Let's see how that sounds in a tiny little room.
I won't get all distorted on this one. I'll just keep it kind of clean.
Mm-hmm. Don't be too gentle.
Thank you.
kept your word true enough. Yeah.
The darker side, the darker side of Gunther Brown.
Your jam band tendencies are coming through there.
Yeah, it kind of came out, didn't it? Totally unplanned, I assure you.
It's about 8:52 right now, so maybe have time for two more quickies, or
let's play one less quickie.
Okay.
Or
totally up to you.
Didn't sound right. We'll play one song that's less quick.
I understood you.
Okay.
Just first, Pete, Derek, and Chris, thank you so much for coming in and
playing. Thanks for
having
us. It's a lot of fun.
Pleasure to be here.
Also,
for letting us leave the air conditioner on. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And also, thanks to Reed and Jeff for getting you guys all set up in there.
Yes.
And running sound for the show. And thank you to Leah for letting me be here and just hang out with you guys for a bit. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We appreciate the opportunity and love MPG.
Yay!
Woo! Yay!
So Gunther Brown, find him at guntherbrown.com or on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, all the regular places you would see
the internet.
You would find a band. Yes,
yep.
Somewhere on the internet.
The Google could probably direct people.
The Google could get you there.
I do. One of the things that's interesting is Gunther Brown is actually a somewhat, I mean, I don't want to say it's a common name, but there are. So for a while when we first started the band, if you Google searched Gunther Brown, it would bring up the webpage for Candy Gunther Brown, who is a biblical author. She writes a lot of books on prayer and stuff. And it didn't take long for us to sort of overcome her, but
yes.
She's still out there a lot.
Yeah.
So you might find Candy Gunther Brown, and I assure you that's
not us.
No. Maybe Gunther Brown Maine or Gunther Brown Band would work.
I think we smoked her, so I think now it's just you just search Gunther Brown and it's us.
And
we couldn't tolerate that.
And so the Gunther Brown
studio. We didn't quite go the Santorum route with her, but we made sure she didn't come up in the results. So I'm sure she's a nice lady.
And so the Gunther Brown CD and the ship under the name Pete DeBuck.
Yes.
Both available online, iTunes.
Yeah, again,
Spotify,
the usual places.
If people want to try it out.
Listen on Spotify. That's awesome. I'm all about that.
And Bull Moose.
Bull Moose for the ship. You can get the ship there. The other disc there is not presently in Bull Moose. You can buy it digitally, or you can come see us at shows. We've got a handful of those left, and we'll see what happens after that.
And shows, August 23rd is the next one.
August 23rd is the next one, yeah. Okay. And you can find that stuff on the web as well. So.
All right. Well, you've got 5 minutes before Stay Rude with Rob starts.
All right, we're going to play for 4 minutes and 41 seconds.
Yes, perfect.
And give someone time to say this is WMPG and W2A1 AC Gorham Portland.
Yes.
All right.
What song are we doing?
Let's do Miss Ohio.
Okay.
This is a song by somebody that I love a whole lot named Gillian Welch, and the song is called Miss Ohio, and it goes a little something like this.
Ohio, running around with the rag top down. Said I wanna do right, but not right now. Gonna drive to Atlanta, live out this fantasy, running around with the rag top down. They don't wanna do right, not right now. I
soldier. Mama starts pushing that wedding gown. And you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh me, oh my, won't you look at me so high, running around with the rag top. Said I wanna do right, but not right now. I'm gonna straighten it out somehow. And you won't do right, but not right now. Oh me, oh my, oh, won't you look at me so high, oh, running around with the rag top down. Say don't wanna do right, right now.
Gunther Brown live on WMPG's Locomotives. Thank you guys very much.
You need me to do that for you?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to record you after.
Thanks so much for having us in. We had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And stay tuned for Rob on Stay Rude. And if you did miss Gunther Brown, you can check out our website next week, localmotives.org, and download this and any other past episodes. Have a great night.